Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's a rainy President's Day, February 16th. This is Carl Lindabot, and we're ready to rock. And we've already had some excitement this morning. So let's introduce our crew here. Frosty, our producer.
Good morning. I'm a little bit wet now.
You are a little bit wet now because that has to do with what happened this morning. And, of course, soulmate. Linda.
Good morning, guys. Great to be back in the seat. And what we're talking about was that when we drove up to get to be on the air this morning and do our show, there was a beautiful white or yellow lab. I don't know if she's full mix or whatever. And so thank you for the owners putting all of the identification tags on Glory.
Yeah, Glory has a number of her vaccinations. She's got her registration. She's registered in this in the city of Reading. Has her name, has her phone numbers on it. So we called and got a hold of her owners, and I just asked them if they had a yellow dog they were missing, and they said absolutely. And luckily they don't live too far away, but she just I would so much recommend that for anybody. Just put that collar on them with their name and a way to get a hold of the owners.
That's right. Or do the microchip and do the microchip, because the collar could come off, and the microchip in the ear is just a great way. Hey, you know what? A little something here that's really funny. If you ever think that somebody's breaking into your house.
Oh, yeah.
And you're downstairs, you can always do what Patrick Rosario did.
What did Patrick Rosario do?
Well, he was downstairs and he thought he heard these burglars, and what did he do? He went outside rather than confronting them upstairs. He went outside and he moved their car.
He moved their car.
He moved their car because somehow these brilliant thieves left the keys in the car. And so when it was all said and done, and they had three laptop computers, a jewelry box, and some flat screen televisions, they were all left by the front door.
Because the car wasn't there.
That's exactly right.
Did he keep the car?
Oh, I'm not sure. I just heard that
he should have hidden the car, taken the keys, and then now not only does he have his stuff back, he's got a new car.
Well, he saw the white van running in the front of his house with the keys in it. And so all he did was drove it to a friend's house.
Well, you know what they say, you know, most criminals are pretty stupid. And you know, of course, those are the ones we hear about. There could be some really brilliant ones that are just incredibly rich that we never hear about because they are that good. But
well, thank God for the weather. God is smiling on us. We have this fabulous rain. And speaking of blessings in our lives, we have a wonderful studio guest with us today that's doing some pretty incredible things to make a major movement happen in our country.
Absolutely. Fred Salante from the Missing in American Project. And we've got to take a quick break first. But when we come back, we're going to have Fred on because there are some tremendous things going on with this program and Fred, and it goes nationwide. So this is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We are still waiting for the owners of Glory. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Robert Logan. Robert's located at 1350 Placer Street, attorney at law. He specializes in civil, criminal, bankruptcy. He's been on our show and gave out a lot of good advice the other day last week. And Rob will fight for you out in the rain or the snow. Okay, our guest today, Fred Salante. And I've known Fred for, gosh, over a year now. Well over a year. I've been in Reading for 2 years now. So it's, to me, to meet somebody that's had the vision to come up with a program and then the fortitude and the ability to put it in place and then carry through with it. I mean, you get people that are dreamers and you get people that can do things, but it's rare that you can get people that can do both things. And Fred is one of these people. So good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
So
thank you for being with us, Fred.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Fred, tell us a little bit about yourself here for people that don't know you.
Oh, for myself? Well, I I'm 61 years old, if that excites anybody. But basically...
Probably 70-year-old women.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. But redheads. But but anyway, I was born and raised in Mount Shasta, and then went off to Vietnam for about 18 months, and then came back and traveled around, and then I spent 10 years in Saudi Arabia. My military service, I'm a major in the U.S. Army, and after 10 years in Saudi Arabia, I came back to Mount Shasta and opened a computer store, and then did some moving around and got retired, and that's basically where I'm at, doing more work now than I ever did when I had a job.
Well, that's what it usually is. When you get something like this that you've gotten into that just takes, it's just a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day job. So tell us about Missing in America Project.
How did you, what was the inspiration? Did you have a dream? Was it something that you thought of? Just tell our listeners how the conception of the conception.
Okay. What happened was I happened to be in Grants Pass and was working very close with Eagle Point Cemetery. And I found that most of the national cemeteries have a once-a-month service for those veterans that were turned in by funeral homes but had no family, didn't have money necessarily, so they weren't able to have a funeral service or the military honors given. So I started out by simply trying to organize veterans to come there, because they do sometimes 30 veterans, and there would be one chaplain and one person from the cemetery and nobody else to honor these guys. So I tried to round up local veterans, and so we started coming. At that time, I was on the national support staff of the Patriot Guard Riders, and I was in charge of the 9 western states. And so I started calling every cemetery and say, do you have one of these services? And we found out who did and not. And I got to Idaho, and Idaho says, yeah, we do the service, but guess what? Funeral homes are turning in unclaimed cremains. And it's a big problem in the nation, because it's across the nation, and these guys stay on shelves, some of them from the 1890s on.
Now, and these people are, and these warriors are veterans. I mean, it's not just, I mean, you know, Medal of Honor winners, Silver Star, Navy Cross. I mean, these are heroes.
Yes.
That have defended our nation, and yet there they are sitting on a shelf someplace.
I think the oldest cliche is that every person that signed up and joined the Army offered to give their life for this country. And whether they did it in peacetime, whether they did it at war, that didn't matter, because they themselves offered themselves up for whatever they were told to do. So everybody's a hero.
Well, absolutely. You know, when you join the armed forces, you write a check, and we've said this many times before. You write a check, and your name's on it, and you just hope it isn't cash, because it's not money; it's your life.
Well, Fred, could you share with us perhaps I can see maybe one or two, but how do so many fall through the cracks in our society and actually are forgotten in a funeral home somewhere on a shelf? What? Don't the family? I mean, explain this.
Well, there's a whole variety of reasons that we could take the whole show explaining it. But basically, what happens is sometimes people can't deal with it. And when we go into funeral homes and inventory, there's lots of children, and you understand why a mother that maybe had something left on the shelf. And remember, when we say veterans here, and when we go in, we're looking for spouses and dependents of a veteran under 21. They're all eligible to be buried, so we have to inventory and research everybody. But what happens is somebody from the family, sometimes a wife says, well, look, we'll pick him up later. The wife dies. The grandkids or whoever's in the estate have no idea where the person is, and so they're there. And, of course, the funeral homes are doing their best to protect these people for families. The problem is there needs to be a time limit to that. And we figure that there's going to be 200,000 to 300,000 to 400,000 cremains. Almost every funeral home in the nation has somebody. Out of that, we expect to find a minimum of 10 to 15,000 veterans that we will find and inter. But we have to screen it. You have to go to Social Security. You have to go to FBI. You have to go to the National Personnel Records Center. This isn't a small task when you look at it.
Hey, Fred, we've got to take a break here. Look, this is Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMs. We're talking about the Missing in America Project. And one of the reasons we're talking about this, not just to explain what it is, which is so very important, but we're going to be talking about later on in the show about this trip to Arlington from right here, starting here in Reading, to inter our heroes. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, if for some reason you got busy this weekend and you forgot Valentine's Day, don't say shame on you. Take her back in there because you never know. I think probably the deal of the century is waiting there. The only really real watchmaker in all of Reading is right there. Four Winds Jewelry. Now, hey, just want to let you know, great things happen on the radio while we're here, and Glory's the lost dog this morning that we found out was out since 3 o'clock. Her owners came to retrieve her.
Picked her up, and she is happy and gone, which makes us happy, too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Kelly was going to take her home.
We also got a call from a lady who was on her cell phone. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of people inquiring about this kind of information. So, Fred, shall we just continue on with some great information?
Absolutely.
Okay, Fred. How many you've got some facts here, or statistics about how many funeral homes you visited and these kind of things? And then I want to talk about this great project we're going to be you're going to be jumping on.
Okay, one thing that the project has done, and nationwide we're in 48 states, and I have over 800 volunteers who, thank goodness, are the lifeline of what we do. Without them, none of this would happen. But so far, we visited 648 funeral homes out of 43,000, so it's simply a pin drop. We found 6,642 cremains, which is all kinds, from children to non-veterans and veterans. We've identified 571 veterans out of that group, and we've currently buried 387, and the rest are just awaiting good weather and the time to do a service.
Now, people don't realize this, but anybody that was a veteran that was discharged honorably or under honorable conditions rates a free burial from the government in a VA cemetery, is that correct?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So when you find the cremains, it's the government will provide a headstone, if I remember right, they will provide a spot for the veteran or the veteran's spouse. I didn't realize that also the children fell into this, too.
Yes, dependent children under 21 or disabled and dependent for life.
And I believe they put them in the same gravesite or the same area or the vault that you put the cremains in. Is that correct?
As a rule, yes.
As a rule. Okay. Now, one of the things that Missing in America Project is going to do, this huge endeavor, that's going to start in May. You want to talk about that, Fred?
Yes, I think that especially people in this area, which first thing I'd like to say is that the North State has to make you really proud because there's such a patriotic group here. And when we do the funeral escorts and people are stopping their cars, getting out, putting their hand over their hearts, saluting, and just paying respect for a funeral procession, it brings tears to old guys like my eyes. And the thing that we'd like to say is that when we started looking for the veterans in the funeral homes, I was in Sacramento last year, and a young gentleman came up and he says, look, my grandfather has a Silver Star, and we can't get the Navy to even verify him for a burial. So I took the information from him, and because that we're accepted by the Department of Veterans Affairs, we have straight access to the personnel records in St. Louis. We checked this guy's records, and we found out he was a Silver Star winner for sure, and he was a real hero. So we came up and said, look, we have local hero from Sacramento. He deserves to be buried in Arlington. A month or so later, we were in a funeral home locally, and we found another Silver Star winner from Cottonwood. And so they said, okay, both of these guys need to go together to be buried in Arlington. Just recently, we also found another Medal of Honor winner in Phoenix that was buried in a pauper's grave that we can discuss a little bit later. But so we have three veterans now that Missing in America is going to escort from Sacramento and go all the way to Arlington. And on May 29th, we'll bury all three of these veterans.
Okay, now, this is a huge endeavor. This is something that everybody can get involved in. And as the lady called, how can I help? We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. This is Carl Lindebottom, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Fred Salante from Missing in America Project.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, KQMS News Talk 1400. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Their trusted staff helps the elderly, new moms, or recovering patients in their homes. You can always call 226-8350. That's Home Helpers, trusted staff for anything that you need to get by after an operation or whatever. Give them a call. Now, Fred, we had a caller at the last segment that we have listeners that are in and out of the cars. And where would one go to? We want to keep driving home the website. We also want our listeners to know that they can go to freefire.com and listen to this show and hear details. But what is the website for Missing in America?
The website is www.miap.us.
Okay. Now, Fred, you're on your way to Arlington. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the idea was going to Arlington. We wanted to have an escort, and especially since we started here with two local veterans, that locally we'd get as many riders as we can. And, of course, the logistics and the expense of that is very much. So partly what we're doing now is you'll see lots of cans and some painted-up bombs and fundraisers because we need support to help pay for the gas and food and lodging to get a number of riders for here. And right now I have almost 22 riders wanting to go. The average cost is going to be about $2,500 per rider round trip.
Well, you know, Free Fire Radio is going to give a donation today. We're going to put a can for donations right here in at Reading Radio in our front office here when you walk into through the front doors.
Alta Mesa.
Which is on 3360 Alta Mesa starting tomorrow because we're kind of shut down today. But you've got some sponsors, national sponsors. But again, anybody that wants to get a hold of you that's local and wants to provide transportation, money, something, how would they do it along with your website?
Well, the first they would contact me, Fred Salante at 229-9000. Or my email, which is ducpho@miap.us. But the easiest is a phone call, and we've went out to the community. And again, like I said before, this community, we're in tough economic times. We've started about 2 weeks ago to get sponsors for $100 sponsors to go on the back of the T-shirts. I already have 40 printed on T-shirts right now. We got 7 more that for the next edition of the T-shirts. And this community's dug, business-wise, has dug into their wallets. And a couple of the people that you mentioned earlier are already on the back of our T-shirt.
That's right. Rob Logan's one of your sponsors, and Tobacco and Brew. We're going to talk about them in a little while.
Yes. And so basically, businesses and people in the community are just stepping forward. And to me, that's such a wonderful and heartwarming thing. And the more people that put whatever it is in a bucket or in a can helps to pay for gas and for local veterans to honor veterans.
Do you have other fundraisers that are going on, barbecues or anything like that?
Yeah, we got April 18th. We're going to have a big barbecue. We were just given a free booth at the logging conference, and we were there and got some businesses and some private donations, sold T-shirts, pins, patches. So you'll more and more see tables at different places and different major companies here.
Great.
Okay, on the front of your shirt, it's a beautiful black shirt. It says Honors at Arlington, Missing in America Project, Honors at Arlington. Callahan Dunn Mays. Tell us about Callahan Dunn and Mays.
Okay, I think the easiest thing will start out real quick. Johnny Franklin Callahan was on a Navy ship in World War II. The Japanese dropped a bomb. It didn't explode. He picked it up and threw it overboard, saving hundreds of lives. And again, for 13 years, he's been on the shelf trying to get buried, and we finally got that done and cleared it. James William Dunn is a local man from Cottonwood, and he was a combat medic in Vietnam. And anybody like Carl knows that all of us that are infantry and other jobs think we're tough soldiers, but the toughest job in the Army is a combat medic saving lives.
Or a Navy corpsman
with no guns.
Yeah, Navy corpsman.
So that brought those two guys, which are our two local guys, and we're leaving from Sacramento to take those. A couple months ago, we discovered that in Phoenix, Arizona, in a tuberculosis pauper's grave, there is a Medal of Honor winner who is a Buffalo soldier, was awarded the Medal of Honor in 1890. In 1923, he applied to get a VA pension and was refused. A Medal of Honor winner refused a couple $100 pension. And they buried him in a cloth wrap and dumped him into a field that was full of tuberculosis patients. And we have since accomplished the process of being able to disinter him and take him to Arlington, and all three are scheduled. James Dunn will be 11 o'clock service on the 29th of May at Arlington. Callahan will be a 1 o'clock service, and Isaiah Mays will be buried at 3 o'clock in the afternoon of the same day.
The Missing in America Project website, by the way, will be on our website, freefireradio.com. We're going to put it up on either on the front page this week. So you can just click on it, and it'll take you directly to Fred's website. You know, this, when I read about this incredible story about this Medal of Honor winner, that he didn't even have a headstone for 110 years after he was awarded that, I believe. Or it was some long period of time before he even got a headstone. And they put a chain link fence, I think, around it, because weren't they doing reconstruction in the area?
It's a field full of dipsy dumpsters and trash.
Yeah.
And so it's a totally refuge area. And again, nobody can use it, and they can't use the land because it's full of tuberculosis patients. Just as an offshoot, when we disinter him, we have to cremate every bit of dirt and everything with him again so that we're not passing tuberculosis for those of us carrying it or whatever. So there's some intricate processes that go into what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
How did you find Mays?
Mays, because in 2001, as Carl said, they put a headstone on him. People knew where he was. It's just that nobody could seem to be able to get anything done. And the Buffalo Soldiers, who we are now in partnership with for Mays, the Buffalo Soldier motorcycle groups will accompany us all the way from Phoenix to Arlington, and we will let them have the lead to take their hero.
Right. Now, look, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest is Fred Salanti. We're going to talk about the trip itself. If you're interested in making this trip, Fred's going to talk about that. You don't have to go for the whole excursion. You can go for parts of it.
You can join us because we're going to be leaving here and going to Arco and then Arco to Reno.
There you go. So,
or Elko.
Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and the Bottom News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143. Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley got the finest tobacco emporium in the North State and the finest walk-in humidor. Not only that, but Espresso Joe's to get that coffee that you want, the way you want it, at a very reasonable price. It's a local business, and Joe and Shelley are great Americans, and in fact, they are a sponsor for the Missing in America Project Ride to Arlington. Okay, Fred, somebody asked about what a Buffalo Soldier is. So you want to start with that?
Yes. The Buffalo Soldiers, after the Civil War, freed blacks that wanted to be in the Army or fought with the Union Army, were developed into two infantry cavalry units, the 9th and 10th, and they were put to the western frontier. The name came from they fought the Indians so valiantly that the Indians themselves named them the Buffalo Soldiers for a variety of reasons. But the Buffalo Soldiers unit, the 9th and 10th Cavalry, are the most decorated units in the United States history of the military. They, per capita, have more medals and awards than any other unit. In fact, the very action that Mays was heard in, there was two Medal of Honor winners out of that same battle.
Right. Now, the other thing people may not realize, but in the, if you remember in the Spanish-American War, and Colonel Teddy Roosevelt charging up San Juan Hill, well, right alongside Teddy was the 9th Cavalry that was charging up that hill right alongside the Rough Riders. And people, you know, that's not publicized as much as it should be. The officer in charge of them was a general called Pershing. Well, he was a captain then, later become a four-star general, Black Jack Pershing. So, anyway, so the honor of this man going back with a Medal of Honor and the people going with you, anybody that wants to ride with you just has to let you know, and are there any other qualifications?
Well, if they're riding motorcycles, we have a series of inspections and other stuff because obviously I have to account for the safety of everybody, so we got to make sure they're inspected and the vehicles are in the motorcycles are in good shape. Same thing with cars. We have a number of cars. I think of interest to note is that Linda and Daryl Hartman from Safari Club International and our local county supervisor are accompanying us with their motorhome and a 20-foot trailer to carry baggage and to carry motorcycles if they break down. And I think that's just a gesture for the community of how people are coming forward to support.
I think that's great. Robert, you're on.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway, I've been listening while waiting for Rush to come on, and then I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in that it's a little complicated, but a friend of mine sent me a very beautiful little story about Arlington Cemetery and the story behind the 21 steps, and I was wondering if it would be okay if I printed a copy of it out and left it at the studio after I got off work tomorrow.
Absolutely.
My dad was a World War II veteran, and I think what those guys are doing is really awesome, and if he was here, even facing 90, he'd probably want to get on a motorcycle and go, and then my mom would take a 2x4 upside his head.
Oh, that would be great. We're looking forward to seeing 21 steps.
Yeah. Okay, and the fact of the matter is, like I said, it turned out to be a recent Final Jeopardy answer, and ironically enough, everybody, including myself, got it wrong.
Well,
it's a very good story. Print it out, and I'll try and bring it by after work tomorrow.
Okay, Robert, either that, or if you've got it on your computer or something.
I don't have internet access at work.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right. So I'll just print it out, and hopefully after payday, I'll even dump some money into that can that'll be sitting on the desk when I get in the office.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you.
All right, and keep the faith, and just remember, I know it sounds silly, but even if it's only in spirit, the Pearl Harbor Survivor Association will be with you when you guys go out on this ride.
Well, we appreciate it, Robert and Hayden. Keep listening.
Okay, thanks much.
You bet.
Bye.
Rob Logan.
Morning, Fred.
Morning.
Morning, Rob.
Fred, I wanted to ask you, how many riders are going to be joining up in this Honors to Arlington across the nation?
Well, the question here is that we put out a deal for people to start reserving motel rooms. I had rented 20 rooms, which is 40 people. We've already got 22 confirmation of people to come from here, so I'm having to redo the contracts. And then from Phoenix, they're meeting us in Topeka, and we've got 40 rooms, which is 80 people, and we're already gone from rooms. So by the time this gets done, we may be staying in one or two motels. And so it's turning into something that is being very, very big and there's a good example why you asked that question. When we get to Kansas City, the governor of Kansas has a police escort border to border, and she will make a presentation and award some Kansas medals to all three of these heroes.
Now, are there also riders that will join up with us that are not coming from either California or Phoenix?
every state we go in has people already that's volunteered to come meet us. We're being met in Nevada. We're being met at the Colorado border. I expect that by the time we get to the East Coast and moving in, we'll be in the in many hundreds of bikers and cars.
Great, great. Thank you very much, Fred, and I sure appreciate what you're doing for us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. This is KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show brought to you by New Image Photography, our photographers of choice, Dan and Julia, 2655 Park Marina. Take a chance. Get over there. In other words, if you're looking for something to do that's really special as far as a family portrait, senior portraits, just a how about a fabulous picture for your significant other, they're the place to go. New Image Photography. Now, Fred, we have a very special guest with us. That's Fred Salanti, and we are talking about the Missing in America Project. Fred, you've had some really special things happen lately.
Yeah, we do, but I think I want to interject real quick here before we get caught with time. We talk about heroes and going to Arlington and taking stuff, and we can't lose sight that we have some local heroes here that have paid their price and have now come back home. And one is Todd Hambley, who recently came back from his tour of duty, and he's back safe and in the area. The other one is that last night we got news that that Liam Siebert, the son of Jenny Siebert, is back in the United States from a year tour in Afghanistan. And he's unique because he was belonged to the old guard at Arlington before he went to Afghanistan, and his next duty station is back in Arlington, in the elite group of soldiers, that's the old guard that protects the unknown tomb of the unknown soldier. Funny thing is, when we arrive in Washington, D.C., in Arlington, he will be coming to join and ride with us a day or so early if he can, but it's his birthday when we meet, so we'll have a happy reunion, and he will be present for all of the three services at Arlington. So we have local heroes that we need to remember as well.
That's great.
Fantastic.
Well, we have, you know, the North State is full of heroes. Yeah. And one of the reasons that, we so much enjoy being here is the caliber of people, the patriotism, the ability and the willingness to give to people, even when things are tight. So, okay, Fred, how many stops do we have on this on this trip back?
There's unlimited. Whoever wants to come, we will not restrict anybody, and will be met throughout the states with many, many more.
Okay.
Tell us the points. Share with us the points that we're going to be stopping and people are going to be joining the ride.
Okay, I'm going to share real quick, and then I still got one more announcement I didn't make yet. But we're going to start from Reading on the afternoon of May 20th. We will escort our two heroes, Callahan and Dunn, to Sacramento, and we will be looking at maybe doing some processions through a couple of the towns to let them know that we're going down. And then on 11 o'clock on the 21st of May, at Arca Arena, there will be a send-off ceremony that projects to be pretty good size. First night is Elko, second night is Green River, Utah, then Lyman, Colorado on the fourth night. Topeka, Kansas is the fifth night, and there we meet up with the Buffalo Soldiers and the group from Phoenix, and that will make us a very large-sized thing. The next night is Grayville, Illinois, and then Beckley, West Virginia, and then we'll be into Arlington.
Great. Now, what's that other announcement you wanted to make?
The other announcement is that we have some other people that are special, and the last Sunday I was given a letter of appreciation that was made from the cemetery someday. And this is, anyway, this award was for our Master of Ceremonies at the Veterans Day at Northern California Cemetery, and it's made out to Carl Bott. And so we have lots of other people that are appreciated that do work for veterans in the area.
Well, thank you very much, Fred. Gosh. Well, you know what? Fred's going to be on our show at least once a month for doing updates. And as Linda said, we're going to ride with Missing in America Project. We'll start off on the 20th. Unfortunately, we can't go all the way across because of weddings that we
My brother's getting married. And the 21st is my birthday, and I can't think of a better way to share in the day I was born to be a proud American and honor these people.
And that's the day we're taking off. And we're going to do a show on the road. So, Fred, thank you so much. Fred Salante, Missing in America Project. What's it? The website one more time?
www.miap.us. And Fred Salani at 229-9000 if you want to call.
And we've already got a link up already on freefireradio.com. And by the way, this show streams on kqms.com, so you can hear it anywhere. So even if you're at work, you can listen to it on your computer. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?